Page 13. God invites us to come to Him. "Come now and let us reason together," says the Lord. "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come." And let him who hears say, "Come." And let him who thirsts come. And whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely. Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. "Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." John chapter 7, verse 37. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God." Mark chapter 10, verse 14. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Page 14. Not all people are God's children. In this the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. 1 John chapter 3, verse 10. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, "Abba, Father." Romans chapter 8, verses 14 and 15. That you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Philippians chapter 2, verse 15. Therefore come out from among them, and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. John chapter 1, verse 12.